Good morning and welcome to your morning conversation. And with us this morning is Andrew County Conservation Agent Anthony Maupin. And Anthony, it's in a time of year where hunters and fishermen need to kind of take something, keep in mind about the permits that they have and make sure that those are ready to go for the next year.
Yeah, the very last day of this month, February 28th, all your small game and fishing permits expire. And so if you have a permit on your phone or paper permit or what have you, now's a good time to take a look at those to make sure that they're not expiring at the end of this month.
Do you run across a lot of people that perhaps have forgot that when they get out maybe in the first of March or so and suddenly realize that their permits have expired?
Yeah, every now and then you run into a handful of those. It's just March typically doesn't provide a whole lot of hunting and fishing opportunities because it's in that things are starting to thaw, so it's not good ice fishing. And then you just can't throw a bobber out there on slush either to go fishing. So it, but every now and then, if the weather's right, if the conditions are right, you'll run into somebody. It's like, oh, I forgot to get my new permit for the year.
When you mention ice fishing, in past years we've talked a little bit about this, but it's been kind of hard because we've had some mild winters where the temperature hasn't been right to get the lakes and rivers frozen where it'd be safe to get out. But it's not been the case this year. We've had a lot of frigid temperatures, and I guess right now ice fishing is something that folks can take advantage of.
Yeah, there's great ice in about every location that you go to. Mazingo, I'm not so sure about out in the center of the lake, but I know the coves, they were 7 to 9 inches 10 days ago, and so we've had some cold weather that's probably improved. And then, Happy Holler Lake and some of the common ones around here, Nottoway Community Lake here north of Maryville, all those will have good, safe ice on them and have for quite a while now. So it's a good time to go ice fishing if you want to explore that or take advantage of it.
Have you seen a number of people do that up to this point?
Oh yeah, and whether the neat thing about ice fishing is you get to see the evidence of people out there. I might miss a weekend because it's off or I was out doing something else, but I'll show up a few minutes late or I'll show up and there's folks actively fishing out there right then and there. You'll see ice holes all over the lake, so it's popular, and it's I think people are suffering from a little cabin fever, and it's a good opportunity to get out.
No, the Department of Conservation's had a clinic scheduled for people who haven't maybe had the experience of ice fishing and would like to learn more about it. This year, they've been having trouble having it because of the weather situation's been too extreme. In the past, they've canceled that clinic due to warm temperatures, but a little bit different this time around.
Yeah, it's just unfortunate. We've got gobs of ice. It's great ice out there, but this weekend it's going to be in the 40s, and it's supposed to rain an inch plus on Saturday. I think it's forecast, and I think there's going to be some wind in there. So that's just not ideal for having a teaching environment and for folks to be out on the ice. But it's been moved over to March 2nd, so moving it 1 week to the next Saturday and the same start time of, I think it's 9 to noon. And we still ask people to register there at Northwest Regional Office down there at Mo Western.
All right. And as far as other things affected by this winter and the snow cover, how's that affected wildlife and, I guess, in particular, waterfowl that you might normally see this time of year come through the region?
Yeah, this time of the month, we're usually loaded up with snow geese, and the conservation order has already started. Those birds, they tend to follow the snow line, so they're still south, and we've got quite a bit of snow here, obviously, and then further south. So there's, once the fields start getting exposed and those birds can find maybe a little open water somewhere, they'll start pushing north, and they'll start resting on the refuges or out on the river and then feeding out in these fields. And so far right now the migration isn't great for hunting. But they'll get here eventually, and then, if you're out cruising around, you'll probably see large groups of deer and turkey. That's just typical for this time of year, and it's kind of neat to see them because, in these white fields, you can see the deer and turkey really well.
One other thing we might talk about this time of year, too, that folks who might be out with bobcats and otters as far as hunting there, just kind of talk a little bit about what they need to keep in mind.
shortly on April 10th, that's the deadline for getting bobcats and otters tagged with the CITES tag. And those have to be registered with a conservation agent within your county. And so that time can slip away pretty quick, and it's just a reminder that, I tagged 15 or so bobcats and otters just a few days ago. It's just, just a reminder of those trappers and hunters that may have harvested those critters that they need to get those registered or tagged by an agent.
All right. Well, Anthony, appreciate you being with us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
That's Andrew County Conservation Agent Anthony Maupin. I'm John Coffey, and that's your Morning Conversation.